Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show. I'm Paula. Mosquitoes are back, and they've brought dengue, yellow fever, and malaria with them in the Americas and around the world. We've probably lost the battle against mosquitoes, but the war against the diseases mosquitoes carry is actually going pretty well. That's thanks to scientists, including our guest, Dr. Barry Beatty. He and other researchers are taking a remarkable range of new approaches, both to viruses and to the things that carry viruses, called vectors, things like mosquitoes. Scientists are learning the intricacies of just how clever vectors are.
And arthropods that feed on vertebrates, you know, they've evolved this probably 300 million years. So they have very potent ways of down-regulating your immune response, down-regulating your hemostatic response, and so forth. And so sometimes you'll take a pathogen and inject it, and you get no disease, no infection, replication. Well, Jose and Richard Titus showed that if you inject the parasite with the saliva, you get a bang-up infection. So the parasites not only have developed a way to get around in the arthropods, but the arthropod helps ensure their infection and replication and successful cycle maintenance.
Dr. Barry Beatty is director of the Arthropod-Borne and Infectious Diseases Laboratory at Colorado State University in Fort Collins, Colorado. Arthropods include insects, spiders, ticks, and lots of others, including mosquitoes. Dr. Beatty is also professor of microbiology. He has a PhD in epidemiology from the University of Wisconsin. Dr. Beatty's major research emphasis is the study of the interactions between viruses and vectors. Dr. C.J. Peters, chief of special pathogens at the Centers for Disease Control, has alerted Bill Russell and me to the importance of emerging viral diseases. So when the opportunity arose to learn more, including new approaches to disease control, we traveled to Taos, New Mexico, where many of the world's leading virologists had gathered for an international conference.
Dr. Barry Beatty, it seems to me there are an awful lot of things in the world that we don't think much about, and one of them is mosquitoes. You think a lot about mosquitoes, and there are all kinds of reasons that you do that and ramifications about which perhaps we should be thinking. What enticed you into a lifetime's work around airborne and infectious diseases that have arthropod-borne, mosquito-borne diseases? What got you there?
Well, it's one of those serendipitous things, I think. I was working on a master's degree in zoology at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse, and this was in the late 60s. And about that time, there was an interesting movement of people. People were building their homes into the forested wooded bluffs around La Crosse. Heretofore, most people had lived down in the center of the city. And a lot of these people that were building there were, of course, economically well-off, physicians and lawyers and hospital administrators, but no professors, of course. But anyway, as they moved into these areas, a lot of their children started coming down with encephalitis. And there'd probably been a disease like this. In fact, if you go through the cemeteries in that part of the world, what's called the Driftless region of Wisconsin, you see a lot of tombstones that'll say a child died of a central nervous system disease of some sort, et cetera. So it probably had been there before, but it was this juxtaposition of powerful people, so to speak, with the disease that seemed to bring a lot of focus and research on this. And at that time, I was very interested in mice, believe it or not, and so I was interested in mouse populations and was going to be a field zoologist. Well, it turned out that this particular disease got the attention of big agencies like the State Laboratory of Hygiene and Centers for Disease Control, et cetera. And so there was a lot of research put into this, and a virus called La Crosse virus was isolated from one of these children who had died. And the professor at the University of Wisconsin that isolated this virus, Dr. Wayne Thompson, was looking for somebody that could do work with the vertebrates and look for evidence of virus infection and so forth in a whole variety of animals in the forested areas where this virus was presumably circulating. And as part of that work, then we knew from historical records that there had been a similar virus isolated from mosquitoes in California. So we knew we needed to focus on mosquitoes and on vertebrate hosts. And it was a great time for scientists because virtually everything we were doing was new and exciting. And we did find the arthropod vector of this particular virus, a mosquito called Aedes triceriatus. And we identified the rodent hosts, tree squirrels and chipmunks. And so we were able to pass that knowledge on to people. What was happening is this particular mosquito oviposits in principally oak trees in that part of the country. Oak trees, when they're damaged, they form branches around the damaged stem, and you get these holes. Well, these holes accumulate water after the tissues rot out, and you can get enormous numbers of mosquitoes in these tree holes. So people were moving in and building their beautiful homes right next to the breeding site of the mosquito and interrupting this natural cycle of this disease in nature.
Which was between the mosquito and the rodent.
Yeah, and the rodents experience no disease. It's a well-adapted system. So it was kind of a typical example of how humans move into certain habitats. They encounter these natural cycles, and out pops a brand new disease. And indeed, La Crosse encephalitis was a new disease. Well, as I started working with the mosquitoes, I got more and more interested in them. And a group of scientists at the University of Wisconsin, and by that time I had gone on for a PhD at the University of Wisconsin, and we were all involved in trying to find out how this virus survived the winter. You know, you don't have mosquitoes flying around at minus 50 degrees in Wisconsin winter.
Yeah.
And so a lot of work went
into those would be the mutant mosquitoes.
They really would be. But anyway, several groups at the University of Wisconsin, Tom Ewell and Gene DeFoliart and a bunch of their graduate students, principally Doug Watts and Samsak Patuantana, a Thai student who was working with us, we all discovered that the virus was actually maintained in the eggs of the mosquito. And this was quite an interesting story because the dogma had been that arboviruses do not be vertically transmitted or transovarially transmitted.
Can we come back and finish the story in just a moment?
Sure.
This is the Paula Gordon Show. Our guest is Dr. Barry Beatty, and he is the director of Arthropod-Borne and Infectious Diseases Laboratory at Colorado State University. Bill Russell is with me. We are all in Taos, New Mexico, and we're going to be back to finish this story of how you found where those mosquitoes were all winter long. Please be with us when we return.